Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast. Brand new year, 2026, so brand new me. I am about to show you something, Richie, that arrived for me this morning.
Right.
Which I feel like is a fresh start, but yeah. B, means that I'm on final warnings. Okay.
Whoa,
so
right,
this is the
okay,
interesting
yeah.
thing, interesting thing.
So hold on, if you're on, I'm trying to guess here, if you're on final warnings, this suggests that it's a purchase that you've made.
Yes.
Because it's been suggested to you by someone else that you might want to buy this.
It's kind of in the right ballpark.
Okay.
What it is something that I've bought myself again because I keep losing it.
Okay. Okay.
So, as you may have already guessed, I can almost hear the penny drop. This is my third consecutive Bluetooth speaker.
No way.
So, little in-ear Bluetooth speaker, ear pod things, whatever you call them. I've lost two consecutive sets of these in literally a fortnight.
I was about to say, it had to be within at least a couple of months, but it's even worse than I thought.
It's even worse. So, basically, in the show you're about to hear, in the time that the fella's parked his car outside my house, I've been losing headphones left, right and centre. And I don't know what's going on. It's made me start to think, am I losing the plot a little bit here? So, these are the third. Katie has messaged me because I bought them on our Amazon account. She's like, have you lost your headphones again? And I was like, yeah, I have actually. So these are my third set of Bluetooth headphones, in-ear things. Wow. If I lose these, I'm going to have to pivot to in-ear proper old-fashioned wired ones. Because it's almost like I'll have it taken off me. Do you know what I mean? I'm beyond my responsibility.
I think what you should do, you know how with Amazon you can buy things on subscription?
Yeah.
I reckon you should set it up so they just automatically deliver you a pair once a month.
Well, do it. A monthly pair of these because I will lose them. But it does raise
they'll probably suggest that to you soon. Do you want to set up a save and subscribe option?
If
the
that
amount
happens,
of times you're buying it.
If that happens, I think that's the end of days for me. But what I wanted to just raise an issue here. I keep losing them. It's because I change coats a lot and all that kind of stuff. Again, I should look after stuff better. I know that. But what about one of those, you know, the youths of today?
Yeah.
A lot of those, like, lads, probably the same age as your lad, right?
Yeah.
Your eldest lad. They have these little tiny man bags, don't they?
Yes, they do.
That they have across their shoulder.
They do, yeah.
At an angle. And it's not a bum bag, but it's smaller than that. I wonder whether I need one of them.
I think you'd look great with that. I really encourage you to get a small bum bag across your chest.
Do you think that would work?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to see that.
Wait, I know it would look like I'm dealing a little bit, but I'm going to... maybe this could be the answer to my problem. So there you go. Watch this space. I'm getting a mini bum bag.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Can I start the show with a question?
Yes.
Right, here's a question. How long is too long for someone to have their car parked outside your house?
This feels like a very specific problem.
It's a specific problem, right? So we've not got off-street parking or anything like that. Yeah. So it's a bit of a free-for-all on our street. But you kind of think that the nice thing is that you can hopefully be able to park outside your own house.
Yes.
Or within the vicinity of, right? And I kid you not, we've had this one truck parked outside our house. Not just like a little tiny Nissan Micra. It's a big old truck. It's been parked out there since the 23rd of December.
Whoa, well, right, okay.
Right there, every time I've looked out of our lounge window, all I can see is that truck.
Right.
And I've just been thinking to myself, all right, like, a few days is fine or whatever, a week's fine or whatever, but this is the 6th of January now.
Yeah.
How long's too long?
My logic would be 3 weeks.
Now, how... where are we with that? from the 23rd of December.
In my opinion, you're not quite yet at crisis point.
Who leaves their car outside someone's house for 3 weeks?
Let me reason with you. It would be very reasonable to go on a two-week holiday.
Yes, that's a good point.
Then you return from your two-week holiday and said vehicle has flat battery and it might not be easy to then, like, move it.
Okay.
So I'm giving them a week's grace to then fix said broken truck. Then they've got to be out of here. So if it's past 3 weeks, then to me, something's up.
I see, I feel like there's something going on. Like, I keep looking through the window thinking, has someone been overnight and then put it back there again? Or something like that's kind of playing with my mind. And I feel bad even saying this. I don't even want to say it.
No, you've got to say it now. You can't stop there.
Well, I've considered doing something really awful and snide, right? And I think this is bad form, really, but I'm tempted.
What is it?
Go online, check whether it's got tax and MOT.
What? They wouldn't have that as a website if that was snide. That's, of course you should do that.
That's snitching, though, isn't it?
No, it's
not. Is that not.
Not
snitching?
No, it's not.
As you can see, I'm at a bit of a fork in the road moment here. I don't know whether to go, like, good or bad with this thing. So, just presenting you with a bit of a personal dilemma that I have in the first part of the show this evening. The question is this: how long is too long for someone that you don't know to leave their car outside your house? I don't own... Someone's asked me, do you own the roads that the vehicle is parked on? I expected this. No, I don't own the street. But it's just starting to stick in my craw a little bit because it's been since December 23rd.
If your lounge window is being blocked by a truck, I think it's perfectly reasonable for you to be aware of that. And
yes.
Like you were saying, like, is it a snitch to go online and check whether it's got valid tax and all that kind of stuff? If you find that it's not or whatever, then it could suddenly be lifted out of the way and then you've got your lounge window back.
We call it the lounge window rule.
Yes.
From this point on, let it be known as such. If you have any views on this, I'm sure you have.
Andrew in Halifax has said 3 weeks is a very long time. I would definitely be reporting it to the police. It could be stolen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Gaz has texted to say last time a car was parked outside my house for a few weeks, the police eventually came looking for it as it was a getaway car used for an armed robbery.
Well, there you go.
The plot thickens.
You get getaway vans, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've played Grand Theft Auto. I think I've driven one of those before.
Dave has been in a similar situation, Dave?
We had a similar parking setup, but it wasn't street parking. It was like a public car park.
Right.
Small public car park, you know, but with about 12 bays, I think it was, for all the houses in the terrace. And one of my neighbours felt the need to put his caravan in one of the prime spots.
Wow, caravan. I mean, a van and a truck is one thing, but a caravan is next level, isn't it?
It's absolutely next level. He did stay out there a couple of nights, I remember seeing, looking out the window.
I think that's everyone's job. I'd love to stay in a caravan outside my house. Do you ever think about that?
I see,
some people have them on their driveway. I think I'd love to just, a couple of nights, I'm just going to sleep outside.
I've got a feeling that if you're staying in a caravan on your own driveway, things aren't going well for one reason or another.
That's a good point. Thanks, Dave.
No worries at all.
Andy P says, Bush, download an app called Total Car Check. You can check if it's taxed, MOT'd and insured. It saves faffing about on the DVLA website. And he says, never feel ashamed of using it. My missus uses it when you get cut up by a dodgy-looking motor to see whether it's legal.
Oh, I love the sound of that. A total car check.
Total car check.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Next level snide.
I'd have that front page on my phone. We don't have to scroll for that app.
Put it on your home screen.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
If I could just take a minute out of moaning about vehicles parked on our street, just to wish my youngest daughter, Stella, a very happy birthday.
From a moan to a happy birthday, that's a pivot. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Stella. I can't believe it. She's 4 years old today, which is incredible. Mm. I feel like I've gone through this bit where all the kids are suddenly, you know, like suddenly starting to get big. Like my eldest one's 16 now. Do you know what I mean? So we've got a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 16-year-old daughter. But I love her more than I can put into words. But she's having a great day today. She's got a sparkly dress on and everything that she wanted to wear. So she's loving life. However, and this is not a moan, I'm not getting back to the car thing. My mum and dad have bought her a present that I think is going to cause issues
right.
In the house. They've bought Stella, for her birthday, a singing Elsa doll from Frozen.
Right.
And thank you to Vicky, our childminder, who's recorded this for me whilst Stella has brought it to the childminders today. Have a listen to this. It does 25 seconds of the song. Not just like a little tiny bit. I know, and I appreciate that people are buying the presents and everything. You know, kids these days seem to have everything, don't they? So it's very kind that people have bought presents or whatever. But what is it with people buying musical things. Her uncle Matt got her older sister Thea a drum last Christmas.
Musical stuff only ever comes from people that don't have to live in the house of the receiver of the gift.
Yes.
I remember my mother-in-law buying Rocco a mouth organ. Like, no. You don't have to live with that.
Yeah, so look, as we start a brand new year, if you are going to buy someone presents, just think about the house, please. Jacob says, so, just so I understand, Bush has an issue with musical presence, yet he's made a career out of playing music. Yeah. That's kind of the summary of it if you missed the first hour of the show. There we are.
We've never said this show needs to make sense.
No, exactly. We change positions all the time.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Tell me if I'm being unfair, but do you think I can blame the cold that I'm obviously currently swimming in? Do you think I can blame that on the puppy? I know that yesterday I declared that bringing home a puppy is harder than bringing home a baby, but if I was getting proper sleep right now, I don't think I'd be coming down with this cold.
It's got to be related.
When am I ever ill?
Not ill that often, are
no,
you?
Exactly.
You're quite hardy.
I am I'm a hardy fella, and I'm I'm thankful for the help that has been coming in since I broke the news yesterday about young Eddie, the golden retriever, coming home.
Can I apologise to you? Because I was thinking about this on the train home last night. I described you as looking dishevelled.
Yes.
Which it is unfair.
I don't think you need to apologise because I do look dishevelled right now.
Because you're quite tired. I think I meant bedraggled.
Well,
which doesn't
is that
sound
any better.
I think bedraggled insinuates that it's the situation, not your own personal life.
Lots of people have been in touch. One of whom is hanging on right now. Judy, you reckon you've got some help for me?
Yes, we have. Yeah. Well, we got our little pup, first one we'd ever had, and he's actually sat here on the dining table looking at me right now.
On the dining table.
Well, he sits on the chair at the dining table,
okay,
and he's got his little paws on the table, and he's sitting there looking at me. He's adorable. We got him at 4 months old, so we got him a little bit older than your one.
That's cheating.
Well, it is, but it's actually, our trainer did say that he's fabulous because he was so easy to train because he'd been with his mum for that long, but then he'd also been weaned off his mum for that long. He was adjusting. He was, you know, he was already adjusting when we got him. And
you mentioned a trainer.
Yeah. Now, we had a lady, she's fantastic. She doesn't do your area, though. We're down in Chippenham. But there must be other trainers around your area. She comes to the house to do one-to-one training with puppy. It's as much to train you as it is to train four-legged. But it's really good to do it at home because if you try and put a puppy in a room full of other puppies, it just goes crazy.
Do you know what, this is a great point actually, and I don't know why I didn't suggest this first. All you need to look up, Yellow Pages, Barbara Woodhouse.
That's one for the kids.
She must be still available.
Good luck with that one. I don't think you're going to quite get there with that one, really.
She's not taking bookings.
No,
not
I don't
for a while.
Think she is now. No, I think she's long retired.
Okay.
It's gone to another place. But anyway, but you know, it's really, I think, just trial and error, patience, and the white noise at night, that's a definite yes. I would try that if you've got
white
an Alexa.
That is going back to the whole kid thing. So just you know, trying to get some advice for Richie in this hour of the show, you are suggesting then, Julie, that a trainer is a potential way forward, some form of dog training.
Yeah.
At the moment, the only trainer he's interested in is one of mine.
Shredding it.
Do you remember last year we spent a bit of time updating all our cultural references?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't update Barbara Woodhouse.
How is Barbara?
I think it's fair to say, obviously, a memory from yours and I's childhoods. Barbara's not been actively training dogs since 1988. I think that's the best way to put it.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
So she's given it walkies up by the pearly gates.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you know what's really interesting, right? The internet here says one of her catchphrases was the word sit. I'm not sure you can
copyright
one of the world's most famous dog commands that is sit can be a catchphrase.
Well, she's copyrighted it, so fair play to her. She's always a visionary.
But I am open to the world of training. Like, who is the modern day Barbara Woodhouse? I couldn't tell you who it was.
But you are a man who, don't take this the wrong way, shuns advice.
Correct, yes.
If you watch the video of you assembling that kid's plaything.
Yes.
Cash for Kids.
Yes.
Wouldn't read the instructions.
I am a man who thinks he knows best and very rarely does.
It'll be on your gravestone.
So if you know of who the trainer is these days that I should be seeking for advice, let us know.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute
Radio. Now, as you can tell with some of the stuff I've shared about the four-legged friend that has arrived in the house over the last few weeks, life is hectic at the moment, and I think it is the fact that life is hectic that something happened this morning that really, really winds me up. And I will hold my hands up and say, this winds me up way too much. It's not the kind of thing that should wind someone up.
So you've kind of overreacted slightly.
Oh, very much so, very much. But I always overreact to this. It grinds my gears way more than it should for any reasonable person. Obviously, dusting of snow overnight. So the car has a dusting of snow on it, ready for the return to school. Now, I was beavering about trying to make sure that everything was ready. Eventually got Rocco in the car. Off we go to school. We drive off. Brilliant. Great. It's all done. School run, done and dusted. Success. No one's late for school. Done on time. I come back to the car and notice that on the car bonnet is written Rocco Firth in massive big letters. Put a circle around it. Now, I've told him so many times, I told the older kids as well, I've been consistent with this. I hate that. It winds me up so much.
Well, but that's one of the joys of being a kid, is writing. I walked to school with the kids this morning, and the first thing they do is put their hands out and try and draw little trails on people's cars.
Incredibly annoying.
Really?
Yes, I tell you why, because the snow will thaw, but the daubing will remain.
Wow, so how many Dickens novels were you in over? Just one or two? Tapping with your cane, your top hat in the window.
It's really annoying, because when that snow thaws, that's still going to be there until I go and clean the car. It's really irritating.
I'd say that's a big overreaction.
You think so?
I mean, I've spent the first hour moaning about someone who's parked outside my house, but from my vantage point, that's an overreaction.
Every single one of us has something that grinds your gears way too much. As you say, an overreaction. You must have one.
I do. I mean, I have many, actually. I mean, I think one that's pertinent in that I was having a discussion with my half, Katie, about it last night.
Dangerous.
Was a thing that I call a Katie slick.
Right.
Which is a pile of her clothes on the floor, which then draws in my clothes so I can't see them. So I couldn't find my, like, football top. And I was, where's my Everton top gone? And I was like, oh, it's been drawn into a Katie slick. She hates me calling it that.
I like that
but
term.
It's true. It's what it is.
If you have something that grinds your gears way too much than it should, it's unreasonable, it's an overreaction, share it, you'll feel good for it. Robert says, it winds me up that people are still wishing others Happy New Year. It's now almost a week into January. Does anyone know what the cutoff point is?
Hey, we just wished someone Happy New Year in the lift on the way before we started the show.
Robert wouldn't like us.
Robert would be furious about that. There's a bit of an autocorrect issue that's gone on with this text from Claire, but I'll read it out as is. You can make your own assumptions. She says, I hate it when people leave the lounge door open when the heating's on. Giraffes in the house. Really winds me up. A lot to pick through there, I don't know.
Charlie's hanging on. What is it for you, Charlie?
It's when people give you if you go to somebody's house and, you know, you want a drink of water, they give you it in a mug.
Well, can you try and define what it is about drinking water from a mug that you dislike so much?
Well, water's meant to go in a glass because the glass on the rim is thinner. The rim thickness on the mug for the water doesn't work.
It's a rim thickness issue that we're talking about here.
Massively, massively. There's a reason why it just doesn't work, and you're always dribbling if it's too thick, or it just doesn't work. And because my sister-in-law is the main culprit that does it, I can't say anything.
Oh, so
it will cause a family issue.
You've never directly said to your sister-in-law about, like, the thickness of the mug rim.
Never, and I think you two have just set me up.
Best thing to do, just talk about it on a national radio show.
But if it works, if it stops a thick rim in the future, then I'm happy. It's absolutely worked. Maybe you two can help me with it.
For what it's worth, Charlie, all right, we've tried to stress test this. If someone gave me a drink of water in a mug, I also would be like, what are you doing?
Wait, but having a water in a mug for me reminds me of being hungover at university, or like you're in the morning after a party.
Yes,
it's that kind of thing, isn't it?
It's desperate. You're doing it out of because you've maybe not done the pots, or you know all the glasses are in the dishwasher. I can deal with that.
Now you really are rounding on your sister-in-law.
She's got such a messy house. She's got no glasses cleaned,
no pots, thick rims.
Well, I'd gave her the benefit of the doubt the first time, but at every visit that happens, the mug and the glass just keep happening. So
dare we apply a little more pressure to her for the start of 2026 and just give us her first name? Come on, Charlie.
It's Amy.
Amy. Oh. Right, there you go. Pressure's on Amy.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with you, Charlie. Don't you worry. We've got your back.
Brilliant. I'm glad you agree.
Judith says, my daughter sends me voice notes of upwards of a minute. And she says, I also count her saying like 19 times as well. So there's a few things there. I think anyone who sends a voice note of a minute or further long, that's just that's out of control.
I mean, that's basically a speech, isn't it? It's not a note anymore.
That's not helping anyone.
No. Stevie says, people who press the button for crossings, but then cross before the green man comes up. They leave drivers waiting, yet they are well away.
I'm going to put my hand up. I do that all the time. There's quite a few of these that I do. It's kind of a chastening hour of radio. What about this? Vicky in Kent says, do you know something that really irrationally annoys me is Ben from the 90s band A1. Mm-hmm. Ben from the 90s band A1.
Okay.
Every now and again, I'm reminded of how arrogant he was about winning the most fanciful male in the Smash Hits Poll Winners Party, and it fills me with rage. He thinks he's it. He's not. I feel so much better getting off my chest.
Is this another one where you put your hand up?
Do you know what? I agree with that. I was a bit dishy.
This person says, my overreaction is people who put empty sweet wrappers back in Christmas chocolate tubs. If I were Prime Minister, I would make that punishable by 6 months in prison. That is an overreaction, but it is annoying.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Well, that's it for the Daily Takeaway podcast. I thought of another solution to your losing of the Bluetooth earphones.
Oh, great, yeah.
What about a new product? Do you remember as kids when we went to school on snowy days, you'd have mittens on a string through your coat?
Oh, yeah, I can see where
this is going. How about that?
What, attaching string to this?
Attaching string to either one. It goes through your jacket, but then goes up from your arms into your ear holes.
Well, do you know what? I've used the wired things before, and if you've got glasses and you've put stuff on top of you, like your bag on top of them, you almost get tangled up like a fish in a net.
Yes.
So I don't know whether this, again, it's beyond my ability, mental ability grades.
Ah, but my idea here, it's still wireless from your phone. The only thing that has got the wire is that it's through your coat.
Get us on Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Well, can I be part of the company?
Of course you can. Yeah, great.
Watch out for us on Dragon's Den. This is great.